brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Becomes a reality as scientists abort babies for 3,500 genetic defects, things that are also a lot of times connected to advanced intelligence and other attributes. Just amazing tyranny on that front. In fact, guys, I just saw that article this morning but never printed it. Will you print me that article at InfoWars.com? Thank you. All right, we're continuing with your calls. We're going to go to Stephen, John, Scott, and others in a minute. But Noel in Chicago, I remember just a few months ago, We Are Change, Luke Radowski, talked to Senator Paul about Bilderberg, and he said it's a bad group and should be investigated. He was asked by reporters in Chicago Friday, and I believe it's the same guy that just got in. We'll play the clip and then ask Noel if this is him. And Rand said, look, I mean, he never really answers the earlier questions. And then he says, well, I've already talked to you. And then he walks away, no comment. I thought it was Barbara Boxer or something. Again, they're now making political decisions. I mean, listen to this Hunter guy, you know, in the Campaign for Liberty going, well, we've got to do this to make Republicans like us. No, you take them over. You educate them. You don't. Again, if he would have come out at the thing and said, well, he's our nominee, I'll be encouraging you, Mitt, to do the right thing, then it'd be, well, okay, but instead, we've got a lot in common. And clearly he wants the VP slot. I mean, you know, that's what's going on. It's about their political dynasty having power, not about doing the right thing. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Here's Rand Paul Friday being questioned about Bilderberg.
Senator, can I just one quick question as we can walk and talk?
I already gave you a couple. I got to keep going.
Just walk and talk. It was reported Senator John Kerry was at the Bilderberg meeting in Virginia. Would you support looking into whether or not he violated the Logan Act?
No comment.
There you go. No comment. And he's got the little cutesy, you know, aides and everybody walking, directing him like he's the queen bee or something. And I mean, I remember calling up Rand Paul, getting him on the show, pushing him to run, going, I don't know, you know, talking to him off air. My supporters going up there, forming the core of his people. They've all gone off to run other campaigns and trying to get constitutionalists in. Was that you there asking the question, Noel, in that video?
Yeah, that was me. It's Julio Noel Rousseau, Alex. I just felt bad calling in the last couple of weeks. I used my middle name today, but that was me. I was, Alex, it's crazy to see the total 360 degree shift from Rand Paul and the whole Paul campaign.
You mean 180 degree? 360 would be right back where he started.
That's what I meant. 180 degrees. It looked like Rand Paul. He had guilt on his face, Alex. It looked like, you know, he knows the backlash that's coming. Earlier in that video, he went up to a Paul supporter, a Paul delegate, and asked him, "Do you think everyone's going to be mad at me?" And I kind of thought that was funny. He knows what he did. He knows the backlash that's coming, and. You know, it was weird, Alex. He was trying to be nice to corporate media at CPAC Chicago and all friendly to them, but an independent journalist who voted for his dad in the primary in Illinois, total ignore.
Well, he's a senator now, and he's important, and, you know, he met with Mitt Romney, and he's going places. He's going to live in the big town, in the big house, because he's big time. In fact, can we come in with big time, folks? Big time, and I will live in a big house. Look, I just want to see him get back on the straight and narrow, not get dreams of grandeur with a bunch of nobodies. That whole political thing is a facade for the globalist. All that's coming to an end. We're either going into total tyranny or this system's coming down. Okay? And to see the Pauls jump onto the sinking Republicanoid ship as it goes under, bad move, bad move. Well, Julio, you're on fire. It was good seeing you in Chicago. You know, you can always call in, Julio. It's just we want to give other people a chance to get in sometimes. But you bet you can call in when you've got the breaking video. What great activist out there everywhere going out and doing interviews. I thought that was Julio. Calling him with his middle name. Next it'll be his last name. I don't know his last name. I forget it, but one day it's Julio, next it's Noel, then it's Mr. Jones. We'll be back with more of your calls straight ahead. Stay with us. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't destroy yourself.
I'm gonna watch it go away.
Oh, you're going big time. You met with Mitt Romney. He'll tell you whatever you want to hear. You really believe you're going to get the VP slot doing this? They're going to let you destroy yourself and then throw you out like garbage. You're going to be big time? You're going to live in the big house? Going to pray to the big God? It's a small town. You know, those constitutionalists that supported Daddy. You small words. I'm better than that. And smarter. Yeah, you gotta be a genius to say that you're tricking Romney and that you're co-opting the Republican establishment. Sure. The big, big city. Oh, you're leaving Kentucky. With all the big boys. Yeah, the Federal Reserve. Yeah, Mitt Romney says he'd never audit the Fed. He thinks Congress has no authority over it. That's big time. Yeah, getting on your knees to him is big time mistake. Big time. Big time. Big time fall on your face. Big time walk into a trap. And all the politicos you hired, they're going to get paid off. They probably knew what they were doing. Led you right off a cliff. Oh, you're big time now. Get away from your base. Run to Romney. He's probably going to take a dive for Obama. Yeah, that's big time right there. Big time. Big time. Oh, getting to hang around with all the creepy old types at the Senate. Bunch of unbusted Jerry Sanduskis. Oh, yeah, you got it made like a mountain range. Oh, you're a rock star now. Oh, a big heaven there in D.C. Oh, the White House. Chair out. Come on. All right, I'm going to stop acting stupid here. Let's go back to your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into the big transhumanist news. We got Webster Tarpley coming up. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Libertarian Party rips Rand Paul. They've come out and basically said, you know, that he's launching all these wars, supporting new taxes. And they just go on and on here with the stuff that Rand is really drifting far here. So we're trying to take him to the woodshed here. Hopefully that has an effect. Probably won't, because after all, Jesse Benton and all the rest of the guys are big time. Let's go ahead and talk to Stephen in Florida. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. I just wanted to say, first of all, I did call in to talk about this Rand Paul situation and Ron Paul, but I've been meaning to tell you in the last few times I called, I wanted to really commend you guys and your crew, the pit stop you took a few months ago and how you revamped the whole system. Your Prison Planet TV and the nightly news, it looks as professional or better than anything.
Well, we're about to upgrade it again. We may have to take another pit stop because I've got 600 videos to choose who the winners are. I'm trying to hire other reporters right now. And some nights don't leave here till 10 o'clock at night, and there's just not physically enough people. And then folks get their vacation. Now they got to go to weddings and stuff. So right now, two or three people are on vacation. It's crippling us. But, yes, we're going to keep upgrading everything, sir. We're trying our hardest here.
Okay. Now here's what I wanted to say. You know, first of all, you know, there's too much of this, and you know, it's go along to get along mentality in American politics. That's a problem. And, you know, Mike Adams wrote that article that you had posted on the website there about, you know, possible motive, you know, could he be trying to be a double agent, you know, Rand Paul.
And the well, no, that's what politics is you start deluding yourself that flip-flopping is the way to, you know, do a greater good. And at first, his body language is he hated endorsing Romney, but then he gets into it and starts talking about how great he is. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. Well, you know, he made the statement, you don't do deals with the devil. And I don't know if you remember, well, you remember this, you've got a great memory. Back, remember several months ago where the media was coming out, and of course we just thought it was them trying to, you know, hijack Ron Paul's campaign and stop him because they, you know, he can't win, et cetera. That stuff wasn't working.
Yeah, the media is, hey, they're meeting behind closed doors. Hey, he's meeting with Rand. They're playing softball. Santorum was saying that. We're like, oh, that's not true. And it looks like it was true.
I think that was the last time, if I remember right, that you actually interviewed Ron Paul, and you asked him about that. And he, of course, said, I'm not aware of anything like that, and, you know, denied and repudiated it. But, you know, what struck me as really odd just recently was, you know, in Texas, when they had the primaries, that's when they said, okay, Romney's clinched it. He's the nominee. But not long before that, if you remember, you know, Ron Paul, and you've hit on this a lot, he just all of a sudden said, we're not going to focus on campaigning in these states. We're just going to focus on the delegate process.
Yeah, that was the behind-the-scenes operation that the deals had already been made. Exactly.
Yeah, that just struck me as so odd. It's like, you sound like you're just giving up and quitting, because here's the thing. It doesn't matter what kind of opposition you're getting or who's saying what or whatever. If you really believe in what you're professing to stand for and you're a person of integrity, you're going to stand to the end and endure. If you remember in Monty Python, they put out that In Search of the Holy Grail, and I don't advocate this movie, but there was a scene with the Black Knight, you know, the guy in church of it, he cut off his arm and then...
It's a mere flesh wound. I am the knights that say neat.
I still...
Neat.
But, you know, that's the thing. Maybe they did cut, you know,
a shrubbery,
off, so to speak, you know, with, you know, the attacks and everything. But even if you can't win, so-called, you still stick by the stuff and stand by your principles. And, you know, Alex, I'll just finish with this. They say every man has his price. Not the man who's sold out. He has nothing to sell, no matter how high the price is.
I hear you. I hear you. And I appreciate all the points you've made. Look, I understand the mindset that they believe that they can take over the Republican Party, but that's not what's happening. And this is not compromise. We always give in, and the system always says, be reasonable, give us a little of what we want, and then we give them what they want. Be reasonable, give us a little bit of what we want. And there's more and more people are realizing that's why we've gotten this position. But it's almost a diversion to even talk about this. This just illustrates how bankrupt the political process is. Every time we stand up and don't back off, we win. For decades, they said there was no such thing as Agenda 21. Now they've had to admit it's real and are having to have a debate with us. Americans haven't backed off on the Second Amendment and have said, no, we're not putting up with it. And so now we're starting to reverse some of the stuff. Same thing on abortion. Who is strong is who knows they're right and doesn't compromise. We have the moral high ground, but we don't use it. We don't use it. Ron Paul is not even that good of a speaker. He's a historian, economist, smart guy, not a very eloquent speaker. But he was very popular because he didn't compromise. That's all he had. That's all they had. That was the magic. That in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth was a revolutionary act. And the minute you start playing politics, I mean, if you do it a little bit, because I've seen Ron Paul confronted on 9/11, and he knows about false flag. He's very informed. He's like, I'm sorry, I just haven't had a lot of time to look into it. I know Ron Paul's a good guy at heart, but obviously they're scared of 9/11 truth. And I understood that politics-wise, so said, leave him alone on that issue. So, you know, I'm being a hypocrite because I'm saying, hey, you've got to be a purist. None of us are totally pure. We do little things. But when you say, hey, Mitt Romney's a great guy, and then defend it, and then a bunch of other things their people have done, that's why you put it all together. We're letting them know this is a big deal. Hey, buddy, if you want to compromise, we can vote for other people, too, that are compromising. You've just made yourself like everybody else. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Brooklyn, New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would like to ask you two things, please. Did you see this fascinating article in the London Sunday Times from June 12, 2011, about how the Kosovo Liberation Army would murder Serbians for their organs, for their kidneys, before killing them? Then there is another related case of this Medicus.
Is that the Sunday Times magazine? Because it's not the 12th yet.
Last year, June 12, 2011, London Sunday Times.
Now, what was the headline? I mean, I do know that Al-Qaeda does murder people in Serbia for their organs, but you don't see the neocons talking about that because, you know, that's part of a real Pentagon op. Just like they're killing Libyans for their organs, mainly black ones, and that's a sacrament to Hillary Clinton. But I was aware of it. I don't remember the exact article, but tell me about it.
Yeah, the headline is Kosovo's Bitter Harvest. Did the Kosovo Liberation Army murder Serb prisoners for their organs at this remote farmhouse in 1999? And in this article, they talk about how there's this case with Dick Marty that 593 Serbian civilians were kidnapped right underneath the American peacekeeping forces for their organs. And then there's another related case how Hashim Tachi would import pork.
Tell you what, stay there. Yes, I do remember the article now that you mentioned it. We'll have it when we come back from breakup on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for radio listeners. I'll give out the full headline. But yes, that is admitted, and that's all part of the goodies. Again, Al-Qaeda is the sword of the New World Order. It's a skeleton key that opens every door.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Found the article from June 12, 2011, Ed Caesar, so just about a year ago, and I had seen similar reports, both people agreeing to have their organs sold, but others being kidnapped and having them taken. And it was a lengthy report in the Sunday Times. And we were finishing up with John in Brooklyn, then going to Scott and others. Then I'm going to come back and do a bunch of news in the next segment. Get into a video the UN is promoting for transhumanism that's pretty unbelievable, but is actually standard operating procedure for these people. That is all coming up. Also, more on the Commerce Secretary reportedly hitting one car twice and another car later, probably on Prozac or something. They're all out of their minds or drunk. We'll also get into what's happening with Fast and Furious, with that criminal mafia, and the Republicans actually flirting with bringing them to justice. But going back to John, that's why I point out that this is all just theater. We don't even have a government anymore. We're run by special interests who are lawless. And yes, they allow Al-Qaeda to operate all over Kosovo and Albania and to engage in horrors, out of a science fiction movie. And then none of it jives with reality when we're told that we've got to give up our way of life because of the threat of Al-Qaeda. Finish your comments.
Yeah. And also another thing I wanted to ask you is a follow-up question on when I called in last time on January 2nd. Now that, unfortunately, Patrick Buchanan has been fired from MSNBC and he's not running for president or Congress, what is stopping him exactly from speaking out in defense of 9/11 truth?
I don't know Pat Buchanan very well. I've probably interviewed him 10 times over the years. We could try to get him back on, but he's kind of semi-retired. So I don't know that the answer to that question. I appreciate the points. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott. And my eyesight must be going out. I can't read where it says he's from. Scott, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Florida, Alex.
Hey, buddy, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I feel pretty betrayed by the whole Paul situation here. I'm sure as many other people do.
Hey, it's just politics. You got to fool people. They put a press release out. I mean, come on. You got to get the Republicans to like him. So why didn't he endorse torture then? I mean, you know.
Well, you know, I think that both the Democratic and the Republican Party, they can't be co-opted or taken over. You know, we got to take the positive out of what came out of all this here, Alex. And so many Americans came together and supported Ron Paul here, and they took over. Look at all the conventions that they took over in all the states. And that is such a good and powerful thing. And
absolutely, people know about the Federal Reserve. They know about crony capitalism. They know about monopoly systems. That's why it's so sad. At the end of it, it's like Ron Paul and Rand Paul and the Liberty Movement set out this huge buffet of fine food, and now Rand Paul has come in and basically pooped in the punch bowl in front of everybody. I'm sorry to use that analogy.
I agree with you. However, all these people that got together and all these organizations, maybe we should start instead of trying to put somebody in as president or Democrat or Republican, maybe we should start another party of some type.
But that's what Campaign for Liberty was supposed to do, was take over the Republican Party. And they've done some good, but mainly it's endorsing neocons or the lesser of two evils, where Dewhurst is pure, garbage. And then you've got the Cruz guy who's CFR and wants property taxes. And I'm like, what? Again, they're trying to win up front, but win with establishment people, which is no win at all. You've got to be clearly different from the system, so there's a clear alternative as the system goes belly up. Do you see what I'm saying?
I absolutely see what you're saying. Absolutely. The point I'm trying to make is that we should try. Our government was never meant or designed to be run by professional politicians. And that is how tyranny begins. And this organization, I mean, they took over all these conventions in Louisiana and here and there. And maybe these people should keep their organizations together, get a good candidate to run, and start running against these people in Congress and start seating Congress with people that believe in liberty. And perhaps you and other radio talk show hosts can help these people out and get the word out for these good people and get these people into Congress instead of trying to fight the Republic. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party, I don't think there's any co-opting them. They're corrupt to the bone. And if we try and put another Republican in there, the bankers and everybody will just support them, give them TV ads, a limited amount of money to defeat any candidate against them. I think the American people are ready.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, Adrian, Chris, Brian, Scott, everybody, we're going to get to you before this hour's out. I've got to get to this transhumanist video that Aaron Dykes wrote about last night at InfoWars.com. United Nations envisions transhumanist future for where man is obsolete. I'm going to do a special report later in the week just on this topic, but I want to cover some of it here in just a moment. First off, here's some of the headlines. This breaking at InfoWars.com, the media didn't cover it. It was like one article in the Minneapolis St. Paul newspaper when Ventura filed suit in February. It's now gone to court in the preliminary hearing, and so the suit is going forward. Jesse Ventura gets backing of former SEALs in lawsuit over punch hoax. Did not happen. That shows how dirty News Corps is, who published the hoax book. Well, that section we know is a hoax. So that article's up there. Barack says Hezbollah will get Syrian chemical weapons. Now, this is a day after we broke the fact that it's being reported Al-Qaeda is to be given chemical weapons to be blamed on Syria. And now, sure enough, that's being reported. Is Ron Paul finished on the national stage? John Rappaport article at InfoWars.com. Also, Rand's Romney endorsement focused around 2016 presidential run. Ron Paul campaign responds to controversy. Gattaca becomes reality as scientists screen abort human babies based on 3,500 genetic faults. I'm tempted because of all the callers and news I need to cover that and integrate it in with the transhumanist news, because this is the big enchilada. This is what the global elite are into. This is why I'm almost embarrassed I'm even covering Rand Paul. Okay, our hopes and dreams are to get America back politically from the globalist. But it's going to have to be an individual by individual awakening. We face such a tapestry of lies, such a full spectrum of false garbage, that we've got to resuscitate the general public out of their mind-numb trance. I mean, this is the zombification of society. And things are so much crazier in reality than what the television projects and what, you know, the average person believes is really happening. And I try to wrap my mind around that all the time. How do I articulate that the government openly grows the opium and cocaine and ships it in on record, that they're openly putting poisons in the food and water and our whole system's manipulated? We're living in like a science fiction movie. They're already moving with bioethicists to force genetic testing of parents and then ban people having children under socialist health care. The White House admits they want to ban all semi-autos if Obama gets reelected. And you're like, well, then vote for Mitt Romney. He'll probably try it, too. He's been for a total assault weapons ban. I mean, it's just so crazy that the tyranny's gotten this nuts. I mean, look at this CNET News story. CNET News is CBS. UN could tax U.S.-based websites, leaked documents show, and the UN admits, yes, the treaties and agreements that Congress is trying to sign us onto gives the UN control. They're trying to get Law of the Sea Treaty through executive order to let the UN run the oceans and tax them and the rivers. They're giving $2,500 fines for the wrong trash and the wrong garbage can with inspectors digging through people's trash. I mean, it's like a nightmare tyranny. And it's just getting started. Here's another one. Labor Department backs off plan to force reporters to use government-issued computers. Bloomberg. I mean, I saw that headline yesterday and couldn't believe it. Attorney General names prosecutors to probe leaks, and they're investigating leaks the White House put out bragging about Stuxnet and trying to arrest anybody that leaks stuff, including criminal activity. In fact, I meant to get to that clip yesterday from CBS News from 10 years ago about the $2.3 trillion missing. We may get to that today. Again, we're deep into tyranny. The Congress insider trades, which is illegal for them to do. Illegal, but when they get caught, they say, well, we say we're allowed to. Let's continue here with this news. AllGov has done a report on more Americans killed by bees and wasps. You've heard that before. We've given you those numbers. Or falling televisions than terrorists. We've got all this news coming out about the implosion of Europe by design. And we told you first it would be Greece and Ireland and then Spain and always hundreds and billions more loaned to the very banks that are imploding the country, who then are the creditors. They're the creditors because we back them too big to fail. Then they loan us our own money back to us and then give us sanctions that we've got to follow in austerity. Again, it's just total false reality that the average person is living in. Listen to this report. House moving to hold Holder in contempt. That is some good news. But again, they're trying to get him in trouble for contempt or for perjury. Not even so much for the admitted crimes. They gave press conferences admitting Fast and Furious and Operation Gunrunner, just not the details that they were shipping them out of the country themselves, not just letting gun shops sell them. So Congress has press conferences. We've played with Eric Holder, with Napolitano, with all of them. They know. They've got them dead to rights, but they can't go after them for the gun issue itself because Bush was involved in it as well. And Daryl Issa, Boehner, all of them have said the Justice Department is out of excuses, Boehner said in a statement today. Either the Justice Department turns over the information requested, or Congress will have no choice but to move forward with holding the Attorney General in contempt for obstruction of an ongoing investigation. Yeah, let's start impeaching all of them. You know, if the Republican Party came out and said, we're abolishing the Federal Reserve, we're going back to government-issued currency, we'll have a debate about gold back, we're getting out of the UN, we're shutting down these bases, we're doing all of this, I'd get right behind them. But don't hold your breath. They're doing this now because of the political season, and because this happened to come out, now they've got to at least act like they're covering it. So hold their feet to the fire. You know how Rand Paul could make up for trying to get us to go and get in bed with Mitt Romney politically? He could come out and say, impeach Eric Holder. He could come out and he could say, get us out of the UN. He could come out and say, impeach Obama over NDAA. I mean, let's see some dramatic action with your bully pulpit, not, oh, let's make the establishment Republicans like us by joining with them. Again, you have this bizarre story. Commerce Secretary John Bryson accused in hit-and-run crashes. Notice they say he was cited. He wasn't arrested. If you or I hit-and-run, we go to jail. He hits a car, hits it again, drives off, hits another car later, miles away, and is found passed out. And there's no discussion of being on drugs, no discussion of any of it. It's just, well, he got a ticket. And, you know, commerce secretaries are classically some of the most corrupt. I wonder if he'll go up in an airplane like Ron Brown if he gets too embarrassing. Peter King says drones carry out policy of righteousness and goodness. Yes, everyone knows that's what our political system stands for now. Righteousness and goodness. The most obese, the most sickly, the most degenerate, the decadent society nearing collapse the world has ever seen since the Romans. And it's righteousness and goodness to have extrajudicial, illegal killings done by robot, cowardly attack fleets in our name worldwide, while the criminal government kills whoever they want in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda while funding and running Al-Qaeda. The military's killer drones have made America safer by decimating Al-Qaeda's chain of command, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee said Sunday. I mean, what a joke. What a joke. When you're informed, it's a total joke. We told you this was coming. Army Times, 3,000 soldiers to serve in Africa next year. That's just as advisors. The invasion of Africa has begun. And you're going to pay for it all, but you're not going to get the booty from it. That's just some of the news. I mean, it's just stack after stack after stack. Of news with what's happening here. You know, let's do this. I said I'd get to this transhumanist thing, but in the time I've got in the shower, I can't do it justice. I'm either going to play this tonight and give commentary throughout it, or I'm going to do a special report for the radio show, and it'll be out in a few days, because there's this incredible United Nations meeting, Global Future 2045 International Congress, held in Russia, and they say the end of humanity, the merger with machines, how it's going to empower us. It's the new spiritual revolution. See, they attack and integrate the old religion, but then bring out their new transhuman religion, and they sell it as if total empowerment. Yes, technology could greatly empower humanity, but instead it's lowering the vocabulary. People aren't communicating. It's dumbing people down. Basic mathematics is disappearing. Language is falling apart, and people are already addicted. It's changing brainwaves, lowering cognitive ability in every study connected to Alzheimer's. And now the virtual realities are television wrecked our society. Now the new computer virtual reality is fully absorbing it. And they sell it all as if it's going to be the most beautiful thing and this Valhallic heavenly experience. And then meanwhile, the people at the conference, I looked them up, are all the globalists who are backdooring all the technology to fully enslave populations. And that report with the video is United Nations envisions transhumanist future where man is obsolete. And it's this utopian statement that well, don't complain about it because the evolution is here and that's the way it is. We shouldn't even have a debate. And it means the government will say how many kids you can have. But it's wonderful because it's technology. The Soviets had all this talk about spaceships and super cities. You know, we see that with the Zeitgeist movement. We see that with, you know, all of these different pushes. That they're going to deliver you some type of heaven if you'll just acquiesce to their vision of the future. And what it is a bunch of people in pods with their brains hooked in to the pleasure centers who are happy to be turned off. I mean, this is just total technological takeover. Drones, checkpoints, nanotech in the food and water, brain damaging us, rewiring our brains. That's just the beginning. And they've already launched all this. Most people in autopsies, just came out a month ago, already have nanotech that's gone through the blood-brain barrier. The GMO, hidden, only top scientists can even find what they've designed into it. Their fertility plunging. I mean, we are so deep into this already that it's a joke that I've even been talking about Rand Paul. I mean, it doesn't even matter. And Ron Paul's gotten more and more milquetoast. I mean, you hardly hear about the New World Order anymore, none of it. It's just a shame, and that's fine. I wish we could reverse this, because the globalists themselves are a bunch of nihilistic, power-tripping people in a power race to get these technologies for themselves. And look at this report. Former Pentagon analyst says China can shut down all the telecom gear it sold to the U.S., and it goes into how all the new electronics have back doors built in it. But if you knew the rest of the story, you'd know, as I mentioned earlier, that under the different telecommunications acts, 96, 2000, 2006, under all these agreements, all of the tech agrees on standard. That's why if you get a Samsung Droid or an Apple iPhone or a Sony laptop or a digital television, they all have tech to watch you, to listen to you, to remote erase your DVR, to watch you, to track you. The government now admits this. Remember how crazy I was a decade ago telling you this? It was in MIT. Just like I told you, they're taking your baby's blood at birth secretly for 40 years. Now it's all admitted. They do what they want. There's a whole scientific agenda by the technocrats. They don't watch Lady Gaga. They don't care about going to the big parties. They don't care about being senators. They are engineers, global technocratic engineers. When you see a film like Prometheus, and I told you we had the script, you notice my analysis was dead on, and if you've now seen the movie, that it's all about how the humanoids are really humans from the future. That's going to be in the next installment. This whole movie was just a build-up to the next one. Oh yeah, I know more than just this you know, this installment of Prometheus, and it's humanoids. Here, I'll just spoil the whole thing for you. Those are spacesuits that look like the Elephant Man, who've come from the future, but were also in our past and engineered humanity and are now engaged in a genetic rewrite. The engineers are the New World Order. They believe they're going to attain the super science tech. They believe they're going to have the life extension and never die. And at this big UN conference, they say everything I laid out in Endgame. And the media ran these straw men things saying, Alex Jones says the elite are going to merge with computers and fly around the galaxy. You know, I was quoting Ray Kurzweil. I was quoting the UN. You know, Alex Jones says the elite eat roasted babies in foil. No, I was pointing out the powdered pills of babies, the roasted babies being shipped, the baby collagen melted down into expensive cosmetics. I was saying this is the type of trash at Bilderberg that engages in that. And the media goes with, I'm making up roasted babies in probably 15 publications. That's how they do it. By the way, I saw an Associated Press article about Prince Charles vacationing in Transylvania after Diamond Jubilee. In fact, that's somewhere in my stack and I couldn't find it. Guys, he put that on screen. I remember 15 years ago breaking down that they're not even German royalty that rules England. They're really Transylvanian. I mean, how weird is that, that Transylvanian royalty runs the known world and pushes this idea that they have no power, and that Prince Charles is obsessed with his Transylvanian lineage and hops around at old Dracula-style castles. Well, actually, there are Dracula's castle, is there? Hopping around in the Transylvanian woods. There it is. Prince Charles on private visit to Transylvania after the Diamond Jubilee. They say he spends like half his time there creeping around the woods like Nosferatu. I mean, this is the level of weirdness we deal with. Truth is so much stranger than fiction, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm trying to tell you here. We're going to go to break, take two segments of calls, and Webster Tarpley is going to join us. I was going to get into this transhumanism, and I just did, but I'm going to get into it properly. Showing you what I said in Endgame. It's free online, by the way, folks. You can buy the DVD at InfoWars.com if you want it for posterity so they can't just erase it off the web as they've been trying at InfoWars.com. Also, don't forget, I never even plug our sponsors. We've got Ventura's new book, Democrats and Republicans. I can hardly pronounce that. And we've got the best gravity-fed filters, 10% off with the code WATER at InfoWars.com. The ProPure, InfoWars.com, lowest price anywhere, or 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention men, this is an important message that you need to listen to. There is a silent threat that threatens all men and our livelihood. The tiredness, moodiness, and lack of sex drive may not be your fault. They may be the results of declining testosterone. As we age, men start to lose from 1 to 3% of testosterone each year, and by age 50, what you thought could be your lifestyle or marriage could just simply be you. Don't accept this and fight back. Regain your youth by calling now for T-Gen. The ingredients in T-Gen are clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels and support your prostate to help regain that zest of being a man. That's why you should call right now for a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. Call now. 800-577-8644. That's 800-577-8644. Remember, men, the inside of every man is what counts. Being happy and healthy is the true measurement of success. Call and receive a free bottle of Nitro Boost for those extra romantic moments. So call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Adrian in Michigan. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. And you're right. It's a shame that we are wasting our time speaking about Rand Paul. If he continues down this path, at most it's just going to be a failed establishment victory in 2016. And what we need right now is a victory for liberty through honesty.
What we need is to identify that the country's been taken over by six private mega banks out of Europe and is imploding the world to destroy the free market and on it build a monopoly insider system. And if we don't identify these guys, there's no way to turn it around, because in every country, they own the top two or three parties. The system is fixed like a Don King fight. How do we get around that?
The only way is if we all go out there and individually inform everyone we know, friends, family, through the cable access television and everything else, and to try to work through the local level.
Absolutely. The system wouldn't be trying to censor the web and bring in control. They know as things get worse, people are going to listen more and more.
Yes, they will. I suppose that'll be all, except I'd also like to say for Jesse Ventura, thank you for continuing your fight, and I salute you.
All right, he's going to be on tomorrow. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, I disagree with Ventura on a lot of issues. Unlike Ron Paul, I agree with him on almost everything. But with Ventura, he doesn't compromise. I know him personally. He is real. He is real. And if he every once in a while starts to change his view, he'll tell you why. He certainly doesn't do it for political expediency. And that's why the system came after him. And Ventura's not running for anything, folks. I mean, maybe in 2016, but I doubt it. He is sick of it all. He wasn't going to sue this guy until his Navy SEAL, you know, former bosses said, we know it's a lie. Yeah, you know, people that own the bar, everything, they checked. They found it's made up. They said, well, you got to sue this guy. We can't have the SEALs doing this kind of stuff for money, stabbing each other in the back. Let's talk to Brian in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I have no doubt that Rand Paul was threatened, but despite that, I will never forgive him for endorsing Mitt Romney. And I also disagree with Jack Hunter's analysis, saying that he had to do it to become president in 2016, because there's two problems with that. The first of all, who's going to vote for him now in 2016? Because he's lost any chance of me voting for him, as well as Rand Paul. And the second problem is, who's to say that the Republicans wouldn't play dirty tricks on him like they did to Ron Paul in 2012? And I hate to see a wasted effort go by, because I know people worked hard in the Liberty campaign in the presidential run. I would just think the Ron Paul supporters, and I know he's not perfect, but he is similar at least, and just to go with Gary Johnson this year.
Anything else?
Well, that's all I have to say on Rand Paul. If there's a, I'd like to plug a book if there's time. Just a good fictional murder mystery that'll wake people up to the new world order is called Swear and Oath by Kevin Morris.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Kevin. I'm joking. I know your name is Brian. We do have Ventura joining us tomorrow. It's going to be a very informative interview. The future of conspiracy theory on True TV, his lawsuit has now gone to court. Last week, that breaking news up at Infowars.com. I've got a bunch of other news concerning NATO doing drills inside the U.S. to take on American terrorists, unprecedented tyranny and treason, and more. A few more of your phone calls, then Tarpley is coming up to give us the latest on Syria, where he's traveled to, and Rand Paul.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.